Island Ventures wants to lease 8,500 square feet from the city at the area known as the Scow Bay Turnaround. The company uses a large vessel hydraulic trailer to haul boats out of the water and across the highway to an upland storage area. Owner John Mergus told the council that the proposed lease included only about 8% of the city's land at the turnaround. He planned to use it for the maintenance and storage of his tractor and trailer, as well as boats, boat stands, and crab pots. Mergus said there were many reasons why he wanted to lease the property, but foremost, he said he was concerned about safety.
The less distance I have to haul a large vessel, the less the risks. Crossing the highway with a large vessel is not the problem. That's a safe procedure because of the good sight visibility of oncoming traffic and the traffic's ability to see the tractor and trailer. But each haul-out, no matter where the vessel destination, involves an average 6 crossings of the highway with my or the customer's pickup and cargo trailer for everything from a forgotten handheld radio to a ladder to boat stands. Often these crossings are rushed to meet a falling tide. To have an area on the pad to safely keep those bulky items and a stage of vessel would eliminate the majority and sometimes all of those hectic, busy highway crossings.
Mergus said he also wanted to be able to provide emergency haulouts in winter.
After last January's painful experience with a sunken derelict vessel in the harbor, I realized there's no way I can keep the trailer and tractor in service without basing it at the turnaround. It is not possible to safely transit my sloping driveway with the mass of this rig when the road surface has snowpack, no matter how many wheels I put chains on.
Mergus went on to address a list of possible concerns or questions people have raised about the plan. That includes the city's liability for any environmental damage at the site.
Another concern is this lease will increase the city's liability for pollution. It's the opposite. Any work done on land, which allows for easy and efficient capture of waste in lieu of being done in the harbor where it's impossible to capture spillage, is reducing the city's liability. The bottom line is my lease application specifies no environmental discharges.
Mergus told the council he would be following the State Department of Environmental Conservation's best management practices for harbors and marinas, but several councilors, including Rick Braun, still had concerns over liability.
This is city land, and if boat owners are bottom cleaning their boats there and contaminate the soils, those problems would then be city problems.
Well, the problems would be my problem. I am the leaseholder.
I understand, but ultimately...
It would be my responsibility to make sure that doesn't happen, and
right.
I have to be responsible to the city for that.
Right. But ultimately, because the city owns the land, if you neglected to do that, then the city would own the problem.
Braun asked whether Mergus's customers would be required to follow the state's best management practices when they worked on their boats at the site. Mergus didn't have a problem including language to that effect in the lease contract. He also explained that he had no intention of letting people pressure wash their boats at the site unless he was able to purchase a system sometime in the future that could contain the wastewater and old bottom paint. City Clerk Kathy Arrear pointed out that the city leased two other businesses where there was the potential for pollution, such as Petromarine Fuel. She said the city required the lessee in these sorts of cases to have a minimum of $2 million worth of liability insurance, and she said a requirement like that could be included in Mergus's lease. That seemed to satisfy the councilor's main concerns. Overall, they were pretty supportive of Mergus's plan, pointing to the success of Wrangell's new travel lift facility that can handle larger boats. Councilor Bob Nilsen credited Mergus for providing a similar service for smaller boats.
I was over in Wrangell a couple of weeks ago. My son had our boat pulled over there, and it's a bigger boat than John can handle. Wrangell beat us to the punch on the 58-footers. But John beat Wrangell to the punch on the 40-foot boats and under, so we should help him any way we can, because I'm telling you something, money's going over to Wrangell fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we can keep the smaller boats on the, at least, I mean, we're out of that market, we better get on the ball.
The council unanimously passed a resolution of intent to lease the property to Island Ventures and to exempt the lease from public auction. The 5-year lease would cost $36,500 a year for the company, and the council could decide to terminate it earlier with 90 days' notice. The council still has to approve the lease itself at a future meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.